Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the White House Family Devotions. We thank God for you and for the thousands that have come through with us over the past 30 plus days in doing this. After my family and I have done this for 30 years straight, each and every day, by the grace of God. It's so good to have you visit with us and be with us during this important time of the day for all of us as Christians particularly, and for the church and for the nation and for the world. Jason Helopoulos said, "A Christian home must be centered upon Christ. Then it will be filled with worship. Most Christians are aware of the importance of secret and corporate worship and prayer, but fewer have even heard of family worship." What is family worship? It is pretty simple. Sit down with your family on the couch or at the dinner table and then pray together, read the Bible together, and sing a great hymn of the faith together. It's very simple. And he's right. Holy Father God, thank you for the privilege of prayer, morning devotions, family altar, as some call it, family worship, as this gentleman just called it. And Holy Father God, no matter how we feel, grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to do it each and every morning. And Lord, help us to be faithful in praying to you together, not just by ourselves. We ought to pray by ourselves, but Lord, help us to pray together. And Lord, we individually confess our sins before you, our faults and our failures. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins as we, from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify our flesh and the old man within us afresh and anew. And fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right throughout this day. Deliver us, Lord, from temptation, evil, and sin. And Lord, we pray that you would grant us a productive and peaceful day. We pray that you would lead, guide, and direct us in the way that you want us to go, and as to what you would have us to do. Help us to be prayerful throughout this day. Help us to depend upon you. Help us to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, that we would not sin against you in any way. That you would make us to be a shining light and a witness to a dying and lost world, and no doubt a lying world. We cast all of our cares upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, and your joy unspeakable. Lord, where we're torn down in any way physically, we pray that you'd heal us and build us back up, spiritually as well, mentally as well. And Lord, we pray for the salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life blessings, Lord, upon all of the people who have trusted you as Savior through this ministry, and all of the people who have rededicated their life to you through this ministry, all of the families and individuals participating with us live, all of the thousands of folks around the world who will be participating on demand on various and sundry platforms, and all of the people who have heard the gospel through this ministry, and our own family and our family, extended, and all clients, churches, and people. Lord, we pray for every pastor and his family as they stand for you. And have us, Lord, to continue to find great favor, mercy, love, and grace in your sight, and favor in the sight of even sinful human beings, and have them to find favor in our sight. Open up great doors for us today to get the gospel out and to do other things that you want us to get done. Glorify your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Please join me in praying what is commonly called the common prayer. And I have changed it to fit our needs. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have sinned and strayed from thy ways. Now remember, we don't just say these words, we mean these words. And for those who are young in the Lord and don't know how to pray, this is a good pattern. The first pattern, of course, is the Lord's Prayer. We have sinned and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no peace and joy in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou us, O God, who confess our sins, our faults, and our failures. Restore those of us who confess our sins and repent, according to thy promises declared unto us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, join me in reading a passage of scripture that we have read in our family each and every day for 30 years by the grace of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 33. Some of you who are rebellious and stubborn, you don't want to read this passage because this digs deep into our roles in our families, for the husband, for the wife, and for the children. And then it deals with that outside enemy called the devil, who is seeking to destroy Christian families and all other families. But I told my wife before we got married some 30 years ago that if we don't do it God's way, we will do it no way. And this is God's way, and it works. And the only reason why we are still married and this family is together and has done well and has worked together to do ministry all of these years is because of prayer and reading this passage every day. It reminds us of what we ought to do. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Wives do not have to submit to other men. They just need to submit to their husbands. And I know that we in this society don't like to hear that, but it's still the truth. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she respects her husband. Now for the children, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now allow me to share with you a little hypocrisy. The wife and the husband, after they, while they're reading their part, oftentimes get a little bristled, and they're not comfortable with that because they don't want to do what God has commanded them to do. But yet these same parents, when it comes down to the children's part, oh yeah, yeah, that's right. Children, obey your parents. But oftentimes wives don't want to obey their husbands, and husbands don't want to love their wives. That's hypocrisy. And don't expect your children to obey you if you don't obey God. Amen, somebody. Ephesians chapter 6. And here is your main enemy, the devil. And here God tells you how to deal with him. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer. Pardon me. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, Paul said, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Ladies and gentlemen, these are things that I have said and emphasized in our family devotions over the past 30 years that I want to share with you. God expects us to obey these words, whether we feel like it or not. And God will deal with us. He will chastise us if we disobey, or he will bless us if we obey. So by the grace of God, we need to choose to obey God's word, no matter whether we feel like it or not. With that said, please read with me Psalm 30. Verse 1 says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. And what a blessing that is. Verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto thee, Lord, I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. And the church said, Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Matthew Henry wrote in his fine commentary, no doubt one of the best devotional commentaries ever written, he says, the great things the Lord has done for us, both by his providence and by his grace, bind us in gratitude to do all we can to advance his kingdom among men. Amen, somebody. God's saints in heaven sang to him, why should not those on earth do the same? Not one of all God's perfections carries in it more terror to the wicked or more comfort to the godly than his holiness. It is a good sign that we are in some measure partakers of his holiness if we can heartily rejoice at the remembrance of it. Our happiness is bound up in the divine favor. If we have that, God's divine favor, we have enough. Amen, somebody. Join me in praying for government leaders and others around the world. We do this based upon God's holy word. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. for those who are against Trump, President Trump. You need to know that I prayed for President Obama every day of his presidency for 8 years by name. And we're doing the same thing for President Donald Trump. And if you are a child of God, you ought to do the same. And so let's pray together, whether you feel like it or not. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for President Donald Trump. We pray that you would give him wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight far beyond his years. And we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, and life, and protection blessings upon him, his family, and his administration. And we pray these same blessings upon Vice President Mike Pence, First Lady Melania Trump, Second Lady Karen Pence and their family. We pray for Counselor Kellyanne Conway, the same blessings upon her family. We pray for the leaders of federal agencies. Today we're praying for the U.S. Trade and Development Agency, Director Ina Ebong. We pray for state governors. We pray for today Utah Governor Gary Herbert, city mayors, Nashville Mayor today, Mayor Megan Berry. We pray these same blessings upon U.S. Senator Angus King from Maine. And we pray for U.S. representatives. And we're praying for today Representative Alabama Representative Martha Roby. We pray these blessings upon police chiefs, and today we pray for El Paso, Texas Police Chief Greg Allen. We pray for all of our sheriffs. We thank you for them. We pray these same blessings of family and spiritual and life blessings and protection upon them and their families. We pray for Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo, and we pray for all law enforcement officials across the country and around the globe. We thank you for these ministers of yours. We also pray for leaders of other nations around the world. Today we pray for Bosnia Herzegovina's High Representative Valentin Inzko and Prime Minister Denis Vistic. We commit these souls into your hands, save every last one of them. Have your Holy Spirit not to give them rest until they come to know you as Savior. Lord, turn their hearts to do that which is right in your sight for their people. And Holy Father God, we pray for church leadership. Today we pray for the leaders of the National Primitive Baptist Convention of the USA. We pray for Vice President Kenneth Duke. Lead God and direct them in the way that you want them to go. We pray that you would revive everybody, every convention, every church, and help us to get back to our first love. And today, Lord, we pray also for current events around the world. We pray for the families of 15 people missing in the sinking of a tourist boat in Colombia. What a tragedy. Comfort the families as only you can. We pray for the families of over 140 people killed in an oil tanker explosion in Pakistan. What another sad tragedy. Comfort these people as only you can. And turn their hearts towards Jesus. And Lord, help every Christian to stand up right where they are and be a shining light and witness and serve as a signpost and say this way to Christ, the light of the world. We pray for the families of the over 110 people feared dead in a landslide in China. We pray for the families of the over 80 people killed and 250 people wounded in attacks in Pakistan. Comfort these people as only you can. Save those who are lost. Lord, have your Holy Spirit to comfort them and to convict them and to lead them to Christ. We pray for the 200,000 people who have been displaced due to fighting with ISIS in the Philippines. And we pray that you'll lead, guide, and direct them and comfort them as well. And save those who are lost. We pray for safety, protection, provision, and deliverance for Syrian citizens who continue to suffer in the middle of a terrible civil war. And Holy Father God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Continue to bless Prime Minister Netanyahu and use him as a modern-day David to keep that country safe. And Lord, we pray for the persecuted Christians around the world, that you would comfort them and strengthen them and prepare them for what they will have to deal with. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. And now, Holy Father God, we pray for the prayer requests that have come into us here at Gospelite Society and Gospelite House of Prayer. We pray for Rachel for blessing and protection to be upon their church and ministry, as well as her and her husband as they strive to minister. Lord, we pray for Sylvia. Give her strength amid her mother's terminal illness. We pray for Mark. Deliver Christians who are being persecuted by ISIS in Iraq and Syria. We pray for Vijay. Pray for ministry blessings for his ministry. And we pray for Johanna. Bless his church to buy a plot of land and build a building. We pray for Sarah. Provide for her financial needs. We pray for Marie. Please heal Marie, Kylie, and Dean of all illnesses and strengthen their immune systems. Provide them with the care they need. We pray for Jimmy. Heal his marriage. We pray for Rusha. Keep her grandfather healthy. Give her sister strength. Bless her with a job as a nurse and admission to school and to be able to travel the world. Help her and her siblings to be successful in life. Provide them with the jobs that they need is another request of theirs. We pray for Lorraine. Bless her with the money she needs to launch her outreach to reduce violence and bring unity in Chicago. And Holy Father God, we commit these souls into your hands and their needs. Lord, hear and answer their prayers and hear and answer our prayers for them. And we pray now for people who have trusted you as Savior recently. We pray for Jeanette. We pray for Kobe. Help these to all grow in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. We pray for Agnes. We pray for Sahag and Sundara. We pray for Mary and Diane. Rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts from these people as well. And Holy Father God, we pray now for the people who have recommitted their lives to you recently through the work of this ministry. And we pray for Sharon. We pray for Hippolytus. We pray for Yakubu. We pray for Samantha, Mungasel, Say, and Richard. And Lord, help these to stand strong in the faith. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, now we're going to read our devotional reading this morning. We're adding another book to our devotional that is very popular on one of our sites that my daughter Daniqua found. Or add it to one of our sites. And we thank God that she did that. People just love it. And that is From Morning and Evening by Charles Spurgeon. 2 Peter 1:4 says, "Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Nobody can take one sentence like Charles Spurgeon and do a whole lot with it. Nobody. He goes on to say, "Vanish forever all thought of indulging the flesh. If you would live in the power of your risen Lord, it were ill that a man who is alive in Christ should dwell in the corruption of sin. Why seek ye the living among the dead?" said the angel to Magdalene. "Should the living dwell in the sepulcher? Should divine life be immured in the charnel house of fleshly lust? How can we partake of the cup of the Lord and yet drink the cup of Belial? Surely, believer, from open lusts and sins you are delivered. Have you also escaped from the more secret and delusive lime twigs of the satanic fowler? Have you come forth from the lust of pride? Have you escaped from slothfulness and laziness? Have you clean escaped from carnal security? Are you seeking day by day to live above worldliness, the pride of life, and the ensnaring vice of avarice? Remember, it is for this that you have been enriched with the treasures of God. If you be indeed the chosen of God and beloved by Him, do not suffer all of the lavish treasure of grace to be wasted upon you. Follow after holiness. It is the Christian's crown and glory. An unholy church, it is useless to the world and of no esteem among men. It is an abomination, hell's laughter, heaven's abhorrence, the worst evils which have ever come upon the world have been brought upon her by an unholy church. God help us. O Christian, the vows of God are upon you. You are God's priest. Act as such. You are God's king. Reign over your lusts. You are God's chosen. Do not associate with Belial or the devil. Heaven is your portion. Live like a heavenly spirit. So shall you prove that you have true faith in Jesus Christ. For there cannot be faith in the heart unless there be holiness in the life. Can somebody say amen? Lord, I desire to live as one who bears a blood-bought name, as one who fears but grieving thee and knows no other shame. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word today. Thank you for this devotional from and with our brother who is in heaven with you, Charles Spurgeon, who has been a blessing to millions around the world. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to take heed to what he said so many years ago, for it is apropos today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you happened upon us today and you're not a Christian, you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. His name is Jesus Christ." He was, yes, speaking about himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. That's good news for you this morning, dear friend. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is good news. Saved from what? Saved from sin, saved from a purposeless life, a meaningless life, saved from eternal hell because of your sins. And all you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you shall be saved. Believe that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and pray and ask him to save you, and I'll be glad to lead you in what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, if you want to be saved today, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. And I understand that I deserve eternal punishment because of my sins. Please have mercy upon me, a sinner, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. I believe with all of my heart that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins and come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, dear friend, you are now, and you prayed that prayer with me, and you meant it from your heart, you are now saved from sin and hell. I declare that based upon the Word of God. Welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For you've done the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Just like you said.